right, time to jump into our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 8th of May. Just what's going on this day in history. On today's date, in the year 453 BC, the House of Zhao defeated the House of Zai, ending the Battle of Jinyang. When the three armies of Zai, Wei, and Han reached Jinyang in 455 BC, they laid siege, but for 3 months could not take the city. Instead, they diverted the flow of the Fen River to flood the city, submerging all buildings under 3 stories high and forcing the people of Jinyang to live in nest-like perches above the water. By the 3rd year of siege, supplies were running out, diseases were common, and the populace were reduced to eating one another's children. Leader Zhao Zingzi was on the verge of surrender, but the Wei and Han leaders were uneasy, since they understood they too would be conquered if Zhao fell to Zai. After negotiations, they betrayed their ally and sided with the House of Zhao, together defeating the Zai army and taking their leader Zai Yao prisoner. Zhao Zingzi had Zai Yao executed and his skull made into a wine cup, and then slaughtered everyone in the House of Zai, except for Zai Guo's family, who had already changed their names and fled. Kind of feel like there were no good guys in that particular situation there.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad.
Today's date in 1429, Joan of Arc lifted the Siege of Orleans, turning the tide of the Hundred Years' War. May 8th in 1516, a group of Imperial Guards murdered Emperor of what we know today as Vietnam, Le Tiong Duc, and fled, leaving the capital Thang Long undefended. Lachlan Macquarie was appointed to replace William Bligh as Governor of New South Wales on today's date in 1809, with William Paterson governing until Macquarie's arrival in the colony. This followed the events of the Rum Rebellion, when on the 26th of January in 1808, 400 marched on Government House in Sydney to arrest Bligh, and a rebel government was subsequently installed. The rebellion was found to be illegal by the British Foreign Office, but Bligh, of course, was replaced, since he seemed to have a tendency to attract mutinies. As part of the Mexican-American War, today's date in 1846, Zachary Taylor defeated a Mexican force north of the Rio Grande in the first major battle of the war. Pharmacist John Pemberton first sold a carbonated beverage by the name of Coca-Cola as a patent medicine on today's date in 1886. 1902, Mount Pelée erupted, destroying the town of Saint-Pierre and killing over 30,000 people. Only a handful of residents survived the blast. 1942, in World War II, the Battle of the Coral Sea came to an end when Imperial Japanese aircraft attacked and sunk the United States Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Lexington. And in 1945, German forces in the West agreed to an unconditional surrender. Today marks VE Day, or Victory in Europe Day. Margaret McIntyre, the first female member of the Parliament of Tasmania, assumed the seat of Cornwall in the Legislative Council today in 1948. 1973, a 71-day standoff between federal authorities and the American Indian Movement, occupying the Pine Ridge Reservation at Wounded Knee, South Dakota, ended with the surrender of the militants. And finally, in 1980, the World Health Organization confirmed on May 8th the eradication of smallpox. Well, that's great, but what have you done for me lately? Some famous birthdays for us this morning. Phyllis Wheatley, the first African-American woman to ever be published as an author, born 1753. Don Rickles, your hockey puck, born 1926. David Attenborough is 94. And actor Stephen Amell of Arrow fame is 39. Oof, those abs. You seen him do those jump crunchy things on that show? My stars. And some famous musos, Ricky Nelson, born 1940, Tony Tennille, 80 this morning, singer and scumbag. Gary Glitter is 76. Alex Van Halen of Van Halen is 67. Anthony Field of The Wiggles, 57. We were hearing one from them, of course. Fruit Salad, Yummy Yummy. Queen of Spanish Pop, Marta Sanchez, is 54. Darren Hayes, Savage Garden, 48. Enrique Iglesias is 45. And rapper, and just another all-around scumbag, 6ix9ine. I assume I'm saying his dumb name correctly, is 24. But going out on this one this morning.
Ain't nobody seem to know me. Everybody pass me by.
This one going out to King of the Delta Blues, Robert Johnson, born 1911. A hugely influential figure due to his landmark recordings from 1936 and 1937. And combination of singing, guitar, and songwriting talent. Supposedly sold his soul to the devil at a crossroads for his talent. Going out on a track that marks that one, Crossroads by Robert Johnson. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.
Crossroad, baby, I believe I'm sinking down.